Please.
The next application's $11,834. Michael and Marion, oh, sorry, William and Susan Seeds seek variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, section 115-34B and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Kenwick Road, approximately 958 feet south of Cedar Road. The 911 address is 38222 Kenwick Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.13, parcel 31. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.6-foot variance from the front, a 4.4-foot variance from the side, a 3.4-foot variance from the side. We received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support, and this would be from the Kenwick Homeowners Association, and it says, thanking them for submitting their home plans to the Kenwick Homeowners Association for review and approval. Their primary purpose is to adhere to the deed covenants for the community of Kenwick on the Bay. The minimum building setbacks for Kenwick on the Bay are a 25-foot front, a 5-foot side, and a 20-foot rear. The minimum building setbacks differ from Sussex County, which are a 30-foot front, a 10-foot side, and a 10-foot rear. And they note that to use the Kenwick setbacks, they would require variances from Sussex County, that the home plan calls for an elevator to be installed on the north side, which will be 5 feet 6 inches from the side property line, an upper deck to be installed on the south side, 6 feet 6 inches from the side property line, and a front addition to be installed on the east side, 25 feet 4 inches from the property line. Since these setbacks meet the Kenwick minimum setbacks, your home renovation plans have been approved by the Kenwick Homeowners Association. And then they note they need to come get a variance from the county, as they do not comply with the county. And then they thank you for them for the cooperation for the plan review and approval process. And if they can be for any further assistance, they ask them to call. And that is signed by Edward J. Brady, chairman of the Kenwick Building Committee. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William C. Seed, Sr., 38222 Kenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Can you wait right here? I'll swear you. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, James Parker, 28933 Lakeview Road, Millsburg, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Member of the board. I'm too nervous.
You'll do well. Yeah.
As you can see, we don't wait.
I'm here tonight representing Mr. and Mrs. Seeds. They have a house obviously located on Kenwick Road in Kenwick. The primary reason we're here tonight is for the states to ask for variances on setbacks as stated earlier. The uniqueness of the property that they have is the fact that it basically is a 50 by 100 foot lot. There was a house built on it in 1989, which was a Nanny Coke. And at that time, the Nanny Coke home was owned by a prior person for Mr. Seeds. Mr. Seeds purchased the home in 2008. I apologize. The request obviously is for 5 foot in the front yard. When Mr. Seeds had approached me, they were looking to move here full time. And part of the reason the house now doesn't meet their needs is because due to their health reasons. They were looking to have an elevator and put in order to be able to get in and out of the house easily. They needed a master bedroom put on the first floor in order to be able to get to that. And with that, we asked for a setback on the side yard for a deck that would come off the master bedroom. Being an Nanny Coke home, the first floor at this particular house had two very small bedrooms, with the master being all the way up on the third floor. The applicant obviously did not create this problem to where they had purchased a house in 2008. Obviously, with getting older and health issues, the need had arisen. The other thing is the character of the neighborhood would not be at all due to the fact, obviously, in Kenwick, as you're all aware of, there has been setback variances issued for front and side yards based on the letter that you received from the Kenwick Homeowners Association. The minimum variance that we're asking for tonight with having both left side yard and right side yard is because of the existing layout of the home. We needed to put the elevator on the right side so that the cost would not be out of line without having to tear out the entire interior of their home and restructure it. That's all I have. Mr. Sees, do you have anything you want to add to it?
Thank you very much. No, my wife and I, our plans are to move here. We love the water, and we bought this home because we love the water. We have boats, and I love the beach. I love Delaware. We're getting ready to move next year, and we need the additional space. And the elevator, obviously, my wife is handicapped. I have some back issues, too. And so, obviously, nobody gets younger. And as we get older, we're going to need, and we plan to move here and stay here and hopefully live out a long life here.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We'll see if we have any questions. Mr. Mills, I'm going to start with you.
No questions.
No questions. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Bricker?
You said that, why did you put the elevator on the right-hand side, you said?
Due to the layout of their existing home and how the interior stairs are currently, putting it on the right-hand side would allow it to be more better as far as the interior layout, not having to tear out as much inside their house.
Okay, so I see. So you couldn't put it in the back or, you know, yes, any other
not,
place?
Not without extremely
major
cost.
Major
cost, yes, sir.
Okay. That would mean another variance, too. The back would too. Either way, yeah, it would be.
Okay. Yes. The other thing I want to point out too is their right hand neighbor is currently 45 feet away from their existing home, so they're not right on top of each other.
Okay. That was my next question. Okay.
Then the left hand side is approximately 28 feet.
Oh, okay.
So the houses are not currently at 10 foot or apart or anything of that nature.
So you're looking for a 4.4 tenths of a foot on
right
on your north side, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then for the front, you want 4.6 tenths?
Yes, sir.
And how about your south side?
3.5 feet.
3.5 for a proposed.
And that is approximate 3.5 feet. It could be 3.54, but yes, sir.
Okay. And you need the, what did you say, the deck, proposed deck? What is that?
That's on that left-hand side there, if you'll look. That master bedroom is going to be coming off that front left corner of where we're trying to put this proposed addition. And that deck was there with a slider in order to be able to have access to that side of the house.
Okay. All right. I was trying to figure out why you would, you know, want to encroach on that side, but you just explained that. So you need 3.5 there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought it was closer to 5. It's 3.5. You need to
it's 11. And, currently, okay. Your home is 11.5 feet off that side.
Okay.
And we're asking for it for a 5-foot deck to be put on there.
So okay.
That would make that be 6.6 feet off the property.
Okay. I was going to say 6. Mm-hmm. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Whitman.
Did you say, does that have some piling?
No, sir. It has a block foundation basement. And I say basement, it's got two garages that pull in the front. Blocks are up approximately 8 foot, 8 foot 6.
And you said it's a two-story home?
It's a Cape Cod Nanny Cove.
Nanny Cove.
Yeah, and it has the upstairs that
up
like
the top.
That.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No other questions?
Okay.
Yeah, the addition, is that going to be all, you know, the bottom all the way to the top, or is it just going to be the second floor? I say second floor. You've got where your cars are parked in that first floor living space. Explain to me how that addition is going to work.
The front addition, obviously, is we're going to extend the garage out in order to have load bearing to be able to pick up the second floor. We'll be putting new garage doors on that, but the old garage doors will come off, and the garage will extend 5 feet. The second floor, which is the main living floor, will be remodeled in that front part of the house. There we're going to create the master bedroom, a handicap bathroom, shower, vanity area, and then we're going to have a separate little room that's attached so that they would have sleeping quarters together there. third floor would just be a flat deck on top, so we're not creating any second floor living space.
Okay, so.
From that front addition.
And you mentioned something there as far as the handicap bathrooms. I presume that's part of the reason the addition is needed to accommodate that additional space?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Are there any flooding problems on the property?
We had, during Sandy, we had approximately 10 inches in our garage of water. And that's, I understand from my neighbors who have been there 30 or 40 years, that's the first time they ever had water during Sandy. And I think a lot of people experienced the same thing. It was about 10 inches when I came down after that. That's what I measured on the wall of the garage. The garage is, the other reason, the one side of the garage, due to where the steps were put, it's 13 foot. And therefore a small car. And with this additional 5 foot, not only for the first floor to make our master bedroom suitable and handicap accessible, we will be able to get both our vehicles into the garage. So when we move here, our vehicles will be able to be housed instead of sitting out in the weather.
Now, is there going to be a way to access the elevator from the garage?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. The elevator will go down to the garage, and therefore my wife, especially in this particular time, would be able to access the elevator, get out of her vehicle and access the elevator and get up.
Okay.
And then on the first floor now, right now our washer and dryer are down in the basement. In fact, they were flooded during Sandy. We had to purchase new ones up. But we'll be able to put our laundry on the first floor so that we'll have all the facilities that to live comfortably on the first floor. She won't have to use steps to go up and down to do the laundry, show up everything.
And will that additional space in the garage allow for a little easier navigation with a wheelchair or some sort of device to get
yes,
to the
sir.
Elevator?
Yes, sir.
All right, and have you had any discussions other than the Homeowners Association with your neighbors about this?
Yes, I have.
And
they're all favorable. I haven't heard any opposition.
Okay.
We've had the sign out there you know, for whatever, a month or so, however long, whenever they put it in, the county put it in there. So
yeah.
I've had people ask me about it, and nobody's, to my knowledge, there's no opposition.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11834. The applicant, the uniqueness of the property, what did you say? It's 50 by 100?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it unique. It cannot otherwise be developed to accommodate the handicap situation that the applicant's looking for. It's not created by the applicant because of the situation that they have as far as the handicap is concerned. They must have the elevator to make access to the home. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the minimum variance to grant them relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11834. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11834 is approved. And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you.